Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, decreasing clouds around 63, winds southeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight, 49. And Friday will continue with storms. Right now, it's 55.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. With the prospects of drought conditions, one livestock market economist encouraging cattle producers to have a plan in place now if there's a reduction in forage supplies. The latest U.S. Drought Monitor map continues to show much of the West and the southwestern U.S. experiencing extreme and exceptional drought. Dr. Darrell Peel with Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock, he's one of their market economists, says drought conditions have continued to get worse as the drought's expanding in some areas, cutting into forage growing season.
It's going to be taking a noticeable bite out of our forage potential, both pasture and hay production for the year. And if we lose May and June in particular, that takes a serious hunk out of our total forage availability really for the next year.
He says producers should make a plan now.
Really look carefully at where they are right now in terms of any reserves they might have, what their local situation is in terms of potential for producing forage, and really make a plan that covers most of the next year, not just the next month.
Colorado producers have reduced cow herds 14% because of the ongoing drought in that state. Peel believes we could see even more herd liquidations. The weekly slaughter data for beef cows would suggest its increase in the last couple of weeks, according to Peel. He says there may be some rough patches in the market this summer.
Generally, from a broader market perspective, we may see some overall price impacts. And depending on what happens with the cow herd, it may change the trajectory of the whole industry as we go forward in terms of where we are from a cattle inventory or a cow inventory standpoint by the time we get to the end of the year.
It's Dr. Darrell Peel, Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Market Economist. By the way, the Drought Monitor comes out every Thursday from the U.S. Drought Monitor Center located at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the latest cyber attack on the major pipeline company could impact gas prices across the nation. But some say that we may be safe here in the state of Kansas and may not have to worry.
It's something I know that operators and companies are always concerned about. I don't think there's some feeling of imminent dread here, but I do believe people have got a wake-up call and are reviewing their plans and going through and making sure that everything is up to date.
That was Ed Cross with the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Administration, where he says companies across the state of Kansas have continued to upgrade their security walls and will continue to do so. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment did report zero new COVID-19 deaths for the first time in a month over the weekend. The state also reported its lowest number of COVID-19 cases for the year with 345 since Friday of last week. So far, 39.5% of the Kansas population have received at least their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Good American Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Wildlife officials say a Wichita doorbell camera captured a video of a mountain lion trotting along a residential back alley earlier this week. The Kansas Department of Wildlife Research biologist Matt Peake says it's the first confirmed cougar sighting in Wichita. The video was captured early on Monday morning on Chris Boyle's doorbell camera, showing the large cat padding along the alleyway in the Riverside neighborhood. The wildcat can even be heard growling as it passes by Boyle's house. Peake says wildlife officials have notified Wichita police of the sighting so that if someone else reports seeing the mountain lion on their property, police know to take it seriously. In other news, a 20-year-old man has pleaded guilty in the death of a woman who was struck by a stray bullet while attending a Kansas City arts event. Deontay Copney of Kansas City pleaded guilty on Thursday to second-degree murder and armed criminal action for the August 2019 killing of Erin Langerfer of Overland Park. She was hit by a bullet during the First Friday event in the city's Crossroads District. The woman was shot in the head. Police said she had no connection to the fight that prompted the shooting. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier on a Wednesday.
Slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. A former Minden Public Schools board member, already facing trespassing and disturbing the peace charges, showed up maskless at the latest school board meeting and had to be repeatedly asked to leave. The Kearney Hub reports that the former board member, Katie Sinsel, took a seat at the board's table before its Monday night meeting and was repeatedly asked by Superintendent James Whitfield to put on a mask or leave the building. She did eventually leave. Sinsel showed up despite having been voted off the board in April over her refusal to wear a mask. NTV reported that Sinsel was charged following an April 12th meeting at which she was accused of being disruptive and disorderly. Her preliminary hearing is set for the 8th of July. Now to COVID. Health officials say just shy of 50% of the state's population over the age of 16 has now been vaccinated. The state reported 411 new cases yesterday, the death toll since the pandemic began at 2,247. Mid-America Network News.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine, paid for by AARP.
News, your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, KCLN. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of KCLN informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved demolition reimbursement requests for properties at 207 North 3rd, 403 May, and 708 North 3rd Streets. Jim Swim Jr. presented an update on a proposal for replacing 90 flags of City Cemetery with telescoping models that could be more easily used for displays throughout the year. Marysville American Legion Post has approved going forward with fundraising, and he had asked council consent. A $300 contribution for each would allow for the cost of initial installation, as well as maintenance, and costs of installing a kiosk recognizing donors. In addition, he proposed adding two 20-foot flagpoles at the entrance to the cemetery at the west. Approval was given to proceed. Council approved a contract and job description for Toby Carrick, who is being hired on a contract basis to serve as city tourism director and will share responsibilities managing the Pony Express Museum. Motion to approve passed 4-1, with Kevin Throm expressing concern that the initial breakdown is $22,000 from the city and $20,000 from the Pony Express barn, which could rise to $24,000 from the city and $20,000 from the Pony after the first job review. $400,000 in temporary notes at 2.28% from Citizens State Bank for temporary notes to fund the fire station construction were approved, which will be rolled into a lease purchase agreement upon completion. There is no early prepayment penalty. A motion to go out for bids for demolition of the garden-style apartment complex at 205 North 10th Street was approved, allowing at least 60 days for the current tenant to finish cleanup and removing paperwork from the premises. Approval was given to go out for bid for Phase 1 of 11th Road construction, adding concrete from the current hard surface south to Keystone Drive, adding a temporary passage. It's hoped the work could be done this fall or next spring at the latest. Location for a Children's Discovery Play Area grant project would be moved from a proposed location at the Pony Express Plaza to an alternate location just south across Broadway due to concerns expressed with children playing near Highway for the initial location, Pony Express statue. Options for redistricting city wards in Marysville were presented with population counts based on census data or by registered voters. Merits and drawbacks of each were discussed. This was last done some 40 years ago. Any changes would not affect the upcoming election, with candidate filings due in June. Options for July 4th fireworks were discussed, as all operators are booked that weekend. Alternatives were presented with other dates considered. Consideration was to move the fireworks display to August in conjunction with the Boss Nationals and the Wall That Heals display planned at Feldhausen Field. No final decision was made. A fatality accident was reported in Washington County Sunday at the intersection of K-148 and U.S. Highway 36. Isabel M. Alvarez was southbound on K-148 and reportedly failed to yield the right-of-way at Highway 36, resulting in a collision with a vehicle driven by Judson L. Knoyer of Smithville, Missouri. Both drivers were transported to the Hanover Hospital, and a passenger in the Knoyer vehicle, Cheryl B. Knoyer of Smithville, was transported to Bryan West in Lincoln, where she was later pronounced deceased. Again, the fatality Sunday in Washington County, Cheryl B. Knoyer of Smithville, Missouri. Delmer H. Jordan, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Private funeral services planned Friday at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church north of Marysville. The service will be live-streamed Friday, 10 a.m., on the Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Delmer Jordan. Ward Allen Mingy, age 97, of Waterville, passed away May 6th. Funeral services planned Monday, 11 a.m. at the Afton Trinity Lutheran Church north of Waterville. Burial of the church cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Helen Mingy. Catherine L. DiDomasio, age 50, of Marysville, passed away May 7th. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Catherine DiDomasio. James Jim A. Richardson, age 76, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Jim Richardson.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High pressure system moving in across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest, becoming mostly sunny for this Wednesday. We'll have dry weather for tonight and into tomorrow before our next system moves in, bringing us a chance of rain showers as we head into Friday, continuing into the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures will be in the 60s. We'll start to see some warmer temperatures back into the 70s as we head into Saturday. So across the area, decreasing clouds around 63. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lower 40s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, upper 60s. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds, scattered showers, and thunderstorms overnight. We'll see temperatures in the upper 40s. As we enter Friday, mostly cloudy skies will continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and that will continue Friday night into the weekend. That's your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-May, 76. Record high on this date, 96. The average low, 52, and the record low, 30 degrees. Sunset this evening, 8:31. Sunrise in the morning at 6:17.
It is mid-May, but it might be a bit cold in the air, and you can thank the three chilly saints for that. Their origin on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture begins.